Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 64. Today is Saturday, April 22, 2017. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sunday 23rd, just saying. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me over there is my co-host, Stone. Good morning, Stone.
Good evening, Lita. We outnumber you, so it's Saturday.
I know. I know. That's why I was being nice and going Saturday, but then I threw in Sunday anyway, because, you know, that's what I do. So, yes, because it is. I'm Future Girl, and it is Sunday. It's a beautiful Sunday morning over here.
Is it? I can't wait. All right.
Over there in Tomorrowland.
Great.
Tomorrowland, exactly. And hello, chat room. We've got a nice, lively bunch, it looks like. So, hi, chat room. Thank you for all joining us. And speaking about joining us, that voice. We know that voice.
That voice.
We've heard that voice many, many times before, and we love that voice. It is Rogue Slayer.
Thank you for coming
back. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I've been doing a lot of cleaning today, so I might have to clear my voice once or twice.
I know.
I ask forgiveness now.
That's okay.
But I'm here. And I'm looking forward to being here.
Gonna be
yay!
A lot of edits. No, I don't edit, so I don't care.
Edit?
What? Edit. People say that. Oh, I'll edit that out.
Nope. Ah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like with, oh, I'll keep this. I'll wear it someday.
Yeah. 5 years later, oh, I've still got that. Yeah, I'll wear it someday.
You know, it's a good thing she's not listening, because she might think you're speaking about her, which you probably
no.
are. No. No.
That's all right. I kept speaking of clothes, I kept a top that I had. I really liked this top. I bought like 20 plus years ago, and I had it in a suitcase of, you know, like memorabilia stuff. And I pulled it out a few months ago and was able to wear it. And it's like one of my oldest things. It still looks brand new. I think I wore it maybe once or twice, like 20 years ago. And I pulled it out and was able to wear it. And now it's too big. I mean, I think I wore it twice. Now it's too big. So it's like, okay, I'm going to have to get rid of that now, like 20 plus years later. So it's hilarious.
Yeah, when I was cleaning out my stuff, I came across a tank top I had gotten at a Pride Day in L.A. 27 years ago.
Wow.
I didn't keep it. It didn't fit.
It's very cathartic, though, to, you know, to go through things, whether it be real life things like clothes, tunes. Even sometimes it is cathartic, as much as I like to say I don't very often delete a tune, but sometimes it can be very cathartic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you have to cull through tunes, don't you think?
Yeah, I've been going, you know, tidying everything up and really going through stuff and really saying, you know, does this bring me joy? And I look at all these tunes that I have stacked up on all these various realms. I'm like, I haven't played them in a long time, and I'm okay with that. Do I really want to keep them lying around there? So the day may come.
Yeah.
It may come.
It's the only thing that really hurts is when you've got some money on that server. And you think, do I need, just go to auction house, buy pets.
Yeah. You
know, learn the pets. They'll go into your account. At least then you can, you know, move things around.
Or I'd have to leave at least one tune, like pick my favorite one on each realm and just leave that one there and just give them everything.
Yeah, exactly. So Rogue Slayer, how many tunes are you running with the challenges at the moment?
Challenges. Yeah. Let's see. Mm. Let's bring up my spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the spreadsheet.
I've been maintaining it. I haven't killed anybody since we last spoke. So let's see. The line goes to 17, and there's a so I have 15 tunes I've had since March. 3 of them are dead, so I have 12 irons, pacifists, bloodthirsty, or tins. 2 of them are tins at the moment.
Okay.
My highest that I have right now is Little Sonic Ironic, who is the one that I did for the Arrow to the Knee contest.
Yes.
Sonic Ironic was the one I started. Like, I could kind of tell it was going to be a Gnome Hunter kind of thing, so I had her all pre-made before it started. And I took her to the end, and she got onto that top 5 board. I was so excited. Yay!
We're so happy for you. That's awesome.
Usually I kill off a few, and then I had to struggle to get the next one up. She persevered. And Little Sonic Ironic is now level 62.
Oh, wow.
Awesome!
So I'm very excited. I do still have Iron Capper out there. She hasn't gotten any further. I do see she isn't on the top of the tin list, and she's also not on the top of the deaths on tin list still. When I checked it the other day, there was someone else who had like 18 deaths. So my little 12 looked...
Yeah, we know who that is.
But I have Iron Palavix, who's level 64. She died during Hallow's End, apparently, because when I restored her, she had like all of her Hallow's End gear and quests and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like she had treats and things. Oh, wow. But she's only died once since then. She's only at 64. But I've been running everybody. So during those couple of weeks of the Heir to the Knee contest, I was just running the Sonic Ironic. That was all I was doing. And I've really, you know, she went got so far, so I've been trying to just really focus, like, okay, let's see how I do just for concentrating one. But then Noble Garden came along.
Yes.
So I've been doing the rotation, and I've been getting everybody through, except for the Bloodthirsties, of course. But I've been taking all of them through, getting eggs, and then my pacifists, I also do their cooking. One does cooking dailies, two do cooking dailies, and one does cooking and fishing. But they're all doing their Noble Garden. And I find that I'll go through and I'll try to gather up like 40 eggs to have a stash so that the next day I can just come in and just boom, everybody goes through and then they go and off they go. And then I go back to Sonic Ironic and I play her. Okay. I was trying to just, you know, keep doing the greens. I took her through winter, spring, and I took her. I couldn't take her.
Did you get the gun? Did you manage to get the gun through a drop at all? You know, there's that gray gun that normally had it drop in winter, spring. Mm. Musket. Short barrel.
I haven't gotten any weapon upgrades in there. I did all the quests. But then the next one to go through when those were done would be to go to Ongoro Crater, but I just can't bring myself to go take an iron into Ongoro Crater again since the last time I killed it at level 60 there. That was the one. I mean, okay, she was doing that quest where you ride on the back of the knight errant. who's going out and she just got like whammed by some passing, you know, dinosaur who just like burped in her face and she died, you know, so I just can't bring myself. So I went over to finished up Swamp of Sorrows and then I went into Silithus and I finished everything up there. But Samwin's tricky. They have those Twilight guys that everybody else is like 54, you know, pew, pew. And these Twilight guys come up and they're like, you're turning red. You're flashing red because they're like level 60 to 62. Yeah. So I kind of did up to that point, and then I just said, forget it. I went over to Blastolands, and I did all of Blastolands, and then I was into 61. I was like 61 and a half by then, so I'm like, that's it. I'm going. So she went out to Outlands, and she's 62, and she's still got lots and lots of quests in Hellfire Peninsula to do. She's been avoiding that Fel Reaver. Had a little bit of trouble out. You know that quest? I don't often do it, but it's the one where it's Jasper's Revenge, I think it is. You have to go out to that little settlement and put the thing in the ground and kill the orcs while they have the blue light going to them, and then you have to kill the fell spirit that comes out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, somebody else was in there today, and they took on too many of them. And all of a sudden, they were like, and then they died. Thanks. Yeah. So all these fell spirits were like, who can we get now? Ah, Sonic Ironic. And they all came like charging at me. And I'm like, feign death, feign death. And I just lay there until they killed my little bunny. And then they sort of wandered off. And I waited a while till I wasn't flashing red anymore. And, and by then somebody else had come in. It was probably that same person had resurrected themselves. They came and pulled the heat, so I came back and took off. So she's still on the road, which is pretty awesome.
Oh, good.
And I still, you know, I haven't played my regular tunes in so long, and I just don't care. I just don't care. When Flight was, you know, available in Draenor, and I was on that app online, you know, I have to do this and this and check, and I was making all the progress. Yeah. I'm just like, what abs? I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just having fun doing this stuff. And especially now that I've got my tin has gotten up, she's like a level 100 now, I think. Let's see. No, she's 95. Okay. So I'm getting ahead of myself. Whatever.
Getting close.
But, you know, I've been able to see, okay, this is how I can do that, and this is how I can do that. So it's not quite so scary to me, the idea of getting out of Northrend, which I haven't done on a live iron before.
Yeah.
So, but I'm looking forward to it. And we'll see. And I looked up, I found that little sort of a guide to slow leveling an iron tune out on the WoW forums, the WoW Challenges forum. And I've been trying to kind of follow that, and includes doing some extra stuff that I never, dailies that I'd never done before. So looking forward. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing Sonic Ironic and Noble Garden.
Yeah.
And that's, I had two spring rabbits drop on one batch of collecting eggs today.
Wow.
And I had the Lovebird Strider thing drop. I'd never had one of those drop feet
before. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, I saw somebody was saying that they had a mount drop just from trying to crack an egg open, and it's like, oh, cool, which is cool because if you can get that as like a chance, sure.
Yep, sure. I got it. I already have one because I bought one at some previous year. Yeah. The auctioneer is telling me that it's currently on the auction house for like $6,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd wait till after Global Garden ends and then see what it looks like.
Yeah. Yes.
And we'll put it out there. You never know.
Well, that's a bonus, though. Yeah. I mean, because that's maybe a bit of gold in a bit. So congratulations. That's awesome.
And so yesterday there were Netherweave bags on the auction house for $5.
Wow.
Oh.
Five.
Wow.
Bye.
I'm usually happy when they're like 15, but this was five. I'm like, oops, stock up.
Gold. Yeah.
Nice. This poor tune had like, you know, the little six. She still had like six slot bags.
If I find anything under like 10 gold for them, because I think I normally see them around about 12 gold each for most of the servers if I've got to go looking. So if I find them for like under 10, I'm like, yes, buy them all.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So five is awesome. That is very good. Yep. So what's your highest level pacifist at the moment?
I had a pacifist ding yesterday. Not my highest pacifist, but my Pax Rules dinged 40 yesterday. But I have Compassiona is level 47 right now.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then my highest Bloodthirsty is 28.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 28 and two 27s.
Nice.
Yeah, I did have a goblin that might have been before I was last on. She died at level 10, and I'm not going to do a goblin for a while.
Yeah,
it's just too much of a letdown, you know. I was almost to the end, and then that stupid volcano turtle killed her off, and I was like, forget it.
Oh no,
forget it.
Volcano turtle. Oh, yeah. It makes it really difficult when they're, you know, gated behind the starting zone stuff. Because, I mean, I would like to have another. I've only got one goblin, like normal goblin, one, because I'm like, I'm not doing that starting zone ever again. That is so annoying. So, yes.
Then you go back in and it keeps calling. At least I do have, Ironix. She's a worgen. I did get a worgen out of that starting zone. Hopefully she'll stay around for a while, because if she doesn't, I'm not sure I'll replace her either.
Yeah, no, that's true. That it's a challenge. I mean, it's definitely a challenge doing that. Stone, what did you do worgen last time? Was the bloodthirsty
hunter, and it was okay. I barely got out of there beneath the cap, but that was because it was the cap where we didn't realize that the other pet battle quests Falcasol. Were counting. Yeah, that they were going to count. So so I barely got out of there, barely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So right now, what I don't have, because I also have accounted for on my little spreadsheet, what I don't have. Currently, I don't have an orc, dwarf, troll, goblin, or pandaren. I had a pandaren, killed her off too. Yep. I don't have a shaman, monk, warrior. Oh, that's not true. I have a hunter. I think shaman, monk, and warrior are the three classes I don't have right now.
Okay. All right.
But so I've done all the rest.
So you think you'll go with another pander at some stage?
Maybe. We'll see.
Do you think that the starting zone between like a panda, goblin, and what's the other one? Worgen. Is which one do you think's the easier, like the less taxing?
The Worgen one was okay. It just seems to go on for a while, and then you have that stupid battle at the end that you have to kind of hold your breath the right way in order for it to finish, you know? Yeah. And that can be irritating. The panda, I think the panda one is okay if you pay attention, but it goes on extra long. You know, you're like at least 12 before you get out of there, more likely even higher. I just don't want to do the goblin one again.
Yeah.
That's definitely the bottom of the barrel for
that whole chain, it kind of bugged me at the end where we're trying to, like, the prince is trying to kind of screw us over, and the prince ends up being our representative for the horde. It's like, what? Wait, what? No. Well, no.
You know, kind of like real life.
Come on.
Exactly.
So that was the only thing I really didn't like about it. I don't think I've ever lost a goblin challenger there.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hmm. Okay.
I did a long time ago,
and I mean, she died really early. This one, I got her at least a 10. Yeah. You know, it was an accomplishment.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's good. And you're really enjoying pushing the tins that you're taking through?
I had been before the Arrow to the Knee contest. I haven't really touched them since then, except to take them to get eggs.
Yeah. Eggs is good.
But it is nice to know, to try different things and be like, yep. It's a good thing I was avoiding that quest, or, oh, I could do that one. The biggest thing is knowing that, you know, I actually can get to Pandaria. Mm-hmm. I will get there. I shall get there. But yeah, it's nice knowing I will be able to do it and just.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to keep her going so that she can continue to try out the higher zones. I'm not sure when I'm going to take her. She's 95 now, and I'm not ready to take her over to Draenor anywhere yet, but
okay,
we'll see. We'll just keep her hanging out. Right now she's kind of hanging out on Sunzon Ranch, going out and doing the dailies, you know. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So that's what I've been doing. There's a little Sonic Ironic's been getting most of my attention.
Oh, that's good, and congratulations for making the top five for the contest because again, well done. And you know what, we all didn't lose a turn in this contest.
Wow.
Wow.
We're good.
We did well. We did well. So yay, go us. That like
represent.
Really never happens. So that's a first. That's a first Very for good. Us, which is good. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Rogue Slayer, for sharing that. We appreciate that. And thank you for sticking around and helping us with the show too.
Sure.
So Stone.
Yo.
It is. Stone.
What's up?
Stone.
What's up?
What you been doing? What's been happening? Tell us. What you been
doing?
I see two words that I'm slightly a bit scared of. No, but we'll see what you have to say about that in a minute.
My flip table tune, I got through Winter Spring pretty quickly, and that was the one I was going through Fellwood and Winter Spring and then all that, and I went to Swamp of Sorrows very briefly, and some parts of Blasted Lands up until I hit 60, and then as soon as I hit 60, I got my flying and went out to Outland. And I was going to do the slow way, because my goal is to get a Hunter to 110. I don't care how. Well, as long as I'm not going to cheat. I mean, I care how, but, you know, right? So, it's going to happen, right? So, one of the things is that when you're at 60, you go fly around and get your exploration. So you fly really high and you can fly over all kinds of stuff, and which is cool because, you know, as a hunter, you know, if you happen to get dismounted, you can still, disengage, right? It wasn't I was flying low, and it wasn't like I was flying high, so right over, just slides right off me, buddy. I thought I was gonna have a problem over in Shadow Moon, because I'm like, well, that's the big zone, right? And so I'm being very careful, but I went through all that. Did Hellfire, Shadow Moon, Terrakar, Negrand, Zangarmarsh. Then I went up over to Blade's Edge. So I figured I was going to go into Blade's Edge, do that, and finish up Netherstorm, and then come down and do the quest in Hellfire. Because as a hunter in Hellfire, it's not the same as going Haley, right? So the problem with Blade's Edge is that I knew about the level 70 zones, you know, the ones that you can only fly to. And so I knew I needed to watch out for the cannons, because I remember those dang things. As soon as you're like even come close to it, they want to, and you're like, yeah, run, right?
Yeah.
So what I didn't remember was the dragons that fly around. And I'm like, okay.
That's what got me last time.
Now, the thing is that you can't fly too high, because there is actually a ceiling there, and you hit that. And it's not the same ceiling as the other zones. So you can't fly too high. You can't fly too low. It's like that zone is kind of shrunk down.
Squashed.
Yeah. Yes. And
okay.
The dragon wasn't there, and then all of a sudden it was, and I heard, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's just fly away. And I'm flying towards Ogrilla, and I'm not in combat, and next thing I know, I'm dead. And so I got hit.
Wow.
I got hit. I got killed on my mount. So it wasn't like I got hit, got knocked off my mount, and then I fell and died. No, it was like I got killed on the mount. So nothing I can do about it other than remember, don't be dumb next time. So Flip Table has flipped his last table, and I've moved him over into the tins. And we're going to just see, and I'm going to keep him as a scout, but keep him on the tin list and see how far I can get with him. So I shifted my focus to the contest character, because I was like, well, you know, because they were kind of about the same, right? And I think the contest tune when I left it was like 52, so I threw Winter Spring pretty quick again, And actually, that bow did drop for me, and I was very surprised at it because I had the gun, right? Like, I had the, I don't know what it was, the Ultra BKP or something.
Yeah.
And it's like 12.6 damage per second. I don't know, but, and then when a bow dropped, I just moused over that. I'm like, 13 points. I'm like, yes, please. I had no idea. I mean, yeah, it's only one extra, but I had no idea that that would drop in there. Like, sure. So I flew through it pretty quickly. Instead of flying around for my XP, I just went right into Hellfire and just began to kill things. And it was fairly quick. The Fel Reaver. Fel Reaver, let me tell you. So,
yes.
Not once had I heard the sound. Not once. And I think we were, and actually I was leveling it during my training live stream. So I'm training for the other stuff, and we'll talk about it after. And I'm training. I think I could do it.
You can do it.
I could be a contender. Yo, Adrian, I feel kind of stupid talking through the wall. You know what I mean? Okay, so that's about the only line I really, really like. Yo, Adrian. Yo. Okay. Adrian. Jeez.
The best day of my life.
Oh boy. So it tried to kill me three times, and the third time, the only reason why I knew it was there is because the ground shook, and I was doing the path of whatever it is, the path of anguish. Mm-hmm. Yep. Whatever quest, and you know how you have to bless the bones and stuff, and all of a sudden the ground shook, and I'm like, what's going on? And I look around, and it's like right there, and I'm like, no sound, nothing. I'm like, so I mount up and get the heck out of there. But no, it didn't kill me, thank goodness. And if it did, I would have just jumped on another night elf hunter and just go again, because like I said, I'm not, like I've said before, I'm not playing any other class now. I'm just going on the hunter until I can get it done. So I think I ended up at, I think halfway through Hellfire. I don't know what level it is, but we're pretty good. I actually accidentally bought Old World Flying first. And I had just enough gold to buy the level 60 flying. And I was like, oh, that would have been great, you know. Yeah, yay, I can fly in Old World.
Yeah.
Whoop-dee-doo, you know.
I can go fly around Goldshire.
Yeah. Nice. Well, maybe I can fly around Goldshire without any clothes on. Maybe I can get some tips.
Yeah.
I can probably get lots. That's for after the show. Well. Okay, I did do some of the Noble Garden stuff. I don't think, I think I did get one bunny to drop on the iron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got one, so I'm going to sell it eventually. I don't know when, but hopefully that won't die anytime soon. But I think that was pretty much it for my week for irons and irons. I used to call them irons. Back irons. When I was a kid. So, you know, up in Sudbury, they like to mine iron. And they're like, what?
Iron.
It's iron. No. It's
iron. Nice.
Iron.
Oh, that's cute.
Iron.
Iron. Lita.
Nice. Yes. I was just going to say, sir in the chat room says that's Mr. Fel Reaver.
Yeah.
Just saying. Yeah. And WoW 5 Iron had said about the goblins, Rogue Slayer.
Yeah.
Says he's done a lot of the goblin challenges. Level soaking at the party crashes around the pool makes other areas easier and lots of money from dropped drinks.
I did that this time. I killed pirates. I killed pirates left and right.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a good tip. Thank you, Wildfire.
But maybe I need to say, actually, I even at the beginning, I kill the stupid worms in the tunnels, like, until I'm, like, level 3 or something. And then I just keep soaking up all the kills that I can.
Worms. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Excellent. I think the key, the real key is, you know, pay attention.
that's
my downfall. Yes.
Yeah. That's right up there with don't play when you're tired. That's like, that should be like rule 1.A and then rule 1.B on the same line. Don't play when you're tired and pay attention.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I got my computer back.
Yay.
Yay! I'm not podcasting on the phone, so yay! That's good. 3 days without a computer. Did I say I nearly went insane? Just slightly?
Gosh.
The computer, I tell you what, WoW is running so good.
Nice.
So good. Frames per second. Me, Oceanic, on a US server, 96.7. Thank you very much. Wow. I'm like, yeah, baby, I'll take that anytime. That's nice. That's pretty good. I think latency was sitting down about, it's still over 200. I think it's about 217. But yeah, it's running so good. And yay, it's all cleaned up and nice. And I have a tech guy. So yay. Which is good. So I did get to do one thing, just one thing.
One
and again,
thing.
Noble Garden hit, and I was like, which tune will I take through? Of course, I take a leader. My main always does it. She's done it every year since Noble Garden started. So of course she goes through. And then I thought, well, I might as well do it on one of the little irons. So I took the contest tune over and on my little gnome hunter, and she did Noble Garden. So got a little bit XP because of those quests. And of course I forget that, you know, one of those quests becomes a daily, and I've not been back there because I've been concentrating on other things. So
I'm there every day.
Yeah, no.
Give me my XP.
I know, I completely forgot. But I did get enough to get the new pet. So if you've not done Noble Garden for a while, there is a new pet this year, which is the Noble Garden Bunny, I think it's called, or Noble Garden.
I saw that.
Noble Garden Bunny, I think
it's like
it is.
200 chocolates, right?
Yeah, it's not very many. It seriously, it took me no more than 30 minutes. To do that on the, like, it's, I don't know about you guys, but I've done it that many times. I know the place to go for Alliance. I know the place to go for Horde. So I have my path. Like I have my
route.
Yep. And away I go. And you know, it's just like, all of a sudden you're like, done. Okay. All right, let's go buy what I need. And so I did manage to get, I think, a spring rabbit, which is cool. I might be able to, you know, sell that for a whole 2 gold on the auction house eventually.
Didn't have.
That's right. But I did manage to put, because it was fairly early when I took the tunes through Noble Garden. And because it's only up for a week, so it finishes tomorrow, I think. It's like, well, I managed to get one of the pets up on the auction house, and I managed to sell that pet for quite a bit of gold.
Mm.
I'm talking five figures.
What?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like 16,000 gold.
Wow. Hello.
Yeah.
Can you hook me up? Can you buy me some stuff? I'm looking for a sugar mama. Can you hook me up?
Yeah, I was.
Come on.
I was pretty happy with that because I was like, yeah, that gives me a really nice buffer.
You can buy flying anywhere.
You've got to do it. You've just got to do it early. It's no use trying to do it now because that price will have come way down. And of course, you know, you just sit on the fact that you've got that pet and you can cage it and sell it later on, and you can probably make a lot more. Trust me, I got more than one of them. So I'm going to be okay. when I want to, you know, sell something else. But yeah, so I was happy with that. I didn't get around to doing Bloodthirsties or anything else because, again, I needed to, I concentrated more on my main this week, and I got her Pathfinder 2. So I got flying for the account. So I was really, 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 really wanted cool. that.
Wow. Nice.
Flying in Legion is yeah. so good. That's all I'm
wow.
saying. So good. And yeah, it's so nice to be. I mean, I just love soaring over everything. It doesn't matter what tune I'm on, but the fact now that I can soar over and up through all the Legion areas, I don't know. There's just this sense of, I don't know, tranquility about looking, you know, like you're up above and you're looking yeah. down on stuff, and then you can kind of drop down when you see, you know, you're coming up to a world quest. I don't know if you guys do this, but I normally kind of dive bomb in and hit off my mount probably about 20 meters off the ground and like pounce. It's like pew, you know, like can flag
into,
yeah. Yeah, it's like this ninja warlock kind of just goes.
You can't make it like drop and roll, you know, when yeah. you hit the ground.
I know. Oh, that'd be awesome on a panda, but it's not going to work on my warlock.
Oh,
but
yeah.
it would be pretty cool. So so I'm hoping I will get to do a bit more challenge tunes this week, which I'm really excited about, and we will see how that goes. I would really like to sit down and get some more done on the Hunter. And of course on my main, because my main iron is sitting at 62 in Outlands, and I'd like to get, you know, start pushing her a little bit more, not too much. I think if I push her too much, I'll be like, I know. So, yeah, and then do some work on the Bloodthirsty. So we'll see. We'll see how everything pans out. But I'm excited at where they're at. I keep looking at my tunes going, no, you've got enough leader. You don't need to make more challenge tunes. And I keep going, yeah, but and I can do one. And I'm like, no. Walk away from the computer, woman. You just, you know, start
to get so cute when they're little babies, and I know just where to go.
I know, and I don't know. It's like therapeutic doing that, starting that tune off. I don't know what it is, but like for me to do, obviously the Night Elf Hunter I've done, or the Night Elf Zone I've done quite a few times with the challenges. But even as my love of, you know, undead and starting off in Death Knell, I love that area. It's kind of like this therapeutic thing of going through those zones again. And it's like, no, I don't need no tunes. Good enough just to keep leveling. So, yeah. Altaholic. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Much?
Just a little bit.
Just a tad. Yeah. Just a tad. I think I'm at 86 tunes now. Yeah, just a couple. Anyway, you know, we'll start worrying when I hit triple figures, I suppose. Maybe then it's an obsession? Nah, it's not
altogether. An obsession. I might have like 60, 65, something like that.
Wow. That's all right. I don't feel so bad now.
I've calmed mine down. I think I'm down to 28. Now, hold on.
I'm wow,
but you 25. Did call a whole heap.
I'm at 25, wow. And that's just one account because I got rid of the other two accounts. But so the other two accounts are still sitting there. Just I don't. They're turned off. Yeah. So crazy. Just the 25. Yeah.
Anyway, it sounds like we've all had a wow. good week or a few with what we've been doing, which is great. So I think we can play the bumper now, Stone.
Oh, bumper. I didn't preload it.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Yeah, I didn't preload it. But whatever. Actually, as he brings this up in the chat that he's flying in Jin on his iron. And I wanted to bring this up last week, was that because 7.2 came out and basically unlocks the unlocks the spell that, you know, you can now fly on any tune, as long as you've unlocked it on one tune. Flying is allowed. Just so that folks know, it is allowed. Okay?
Yep.
If you want to use it, you're more than you're more than welcome to. If you don't want to use it, you don't have to use it. If you feel like you don't want to use it, don't do it. Other thing is Noble Garden is on and should be finishing. Zords, I swear. So just, you know. Just, you know, it's just a chat room. So, yeah, it's Zorts is, yeah. Oh, thanks, Nisi. That's the great way to, yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
So Noble Garden finishes soon. Wow. And it just starts. Yeah, I shouldn't have said anything. So Noble Garden finishes soon. I don't remember the exact date, but it's like soon.
I'm pretty
sure. Two or three days.
I'm pretty sure.
It's Monday or
Monday.
Yeah, I think
Tuesday.
It's Monday. Yeah.
So you can do it on pretty much any character except for Bloodthirsty. I mean, you can, but the quests are going to count. And otherwise, I don't think anything counts as kills when you loot, so you can do it on Pacifist. I don't think you might want to test that out first. I think last year, I think we checked it, and I think we were okay. And there's a new micro hull. A day is guard day is April 28th, 29th, which is like right before our next show, because our next show is what day is it today? 22nd.
Yes.
So it'll be
29th,
right, this next Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, so it'll be going on, you know. So I don't know what's gonna happen in there, but I would think maybe stay away from the capitals until we know for sure,
because
you never know, right?
Possibly a good idea. Yeah, no. I mean, it could be something as simple as you know, there's no fighting, there's no nothing. But
yeah,
who knows? The Legion is attacking.
Yep.
You know, I mean, are they going to bring that back to Old World, which they have done already once?
They did.
So
they they didn't.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
It for. Well, I mean, I'm
pre-Legion.
Okay. Yeah,
when,
sure.
You know,
sure.
Seven.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, I just thinking for like a one-off, I just to be careful, but I don't think that there's going to be any big problem with it, but just to be sure. Pacifist is fine for Noble Garden quests. Okay, cool. Fair sent that to us in the chat.
Thanks, Fair. Excellent.
Yeah. And that's
good thing. So I've been doing them. Wouldn't that be a bummer?
Oh,
yeah.
Like, yeah. No! Guess what? Each one counts as a kill, and it counts as a killing blow.
Killing off the chocolate edge.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. I think that's it. Really, pretty much for news. In WoW.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. All right. Well, site news. We've obviously got a couple of things that we want to talk about.
Yeah. So. I lost how I wanted to approach this, but we'll just do jot notes because that's how we do it. So for folks that don't know, I'm doing a Walk for ALS fundraiser. Last year, my goal was $250 and, it got blown away because we raised $1,000, $1,065, and it was like, wow. So I'm like, okay, so this year I knew I want to set the goal at kind of what we had last year. So I set it to 1,000 and it's like, well, how could we get people to help, right?
Can I just ask a question before you go on? Okay. Yeah. Can you just explain for perhaps some of our new people that don't know what ALS is?
Okay.
Just so they understand.
ALS basically, you lose control of every part of your body, And for most people, it happens in the span of about 5 years. And so it, for some folks, it starts up in the throat. And that's why sometimes it sounds like they I'm going to make fun of, I'm not going to make fun of them, but this is how they sound. You know, like that. Because they can't control the throat. They can't eat, so they have to have a tube in and all that stuff. And eventually it goes to lungs. There's other people that have it start in their legs, so they can't walk at first. They can't lift their arms at first. So I'm of the second type, where my arms are not good and my legs are going. And but on a good side, I'm very slow progression comparatively compared to most folks. Most folks die within 5 years. I've had this for 20. And there's a handful of people like me that are still around, and they don't know why, but hopefully we'll figure it out. But basically you will, folks will eventually go because they can't breathe anymore, and your lungs can't get in enough air to keep yourself alive. And you start to basically, not drown, but it's like you basically suffocate, I guess, in the end, where you just can't breathe. So, for most people, it's 5 years max. Thankfully for me, it's not. And that's why I'm trying to raise as much money as I can to hopefully get a cure in my lifetime, because that would be great. I've lost some friends that, because I go to a group every month, that I've lost a couple friends that I miss, and they went really quick. So
yeah,
and there's no rhyme or reason to it. They have no idea why. So people should donate every time Zortz kills an iron. Oh, Azzy.
That could be good or bad. That could be actually incentive.
Yeah, but poor Zortz.
Zortz, we love you.
Man, just poor guy. So basically, I knew, you know, I wanted to set my goal at what I had last year, and I'm always blown away by the support I get, and I'm going to go over the list of folks at the end. But one of the things that I wanted to do were to give people incentive to fund me is to dye my beard purple. Now, because the ALS colors, their official color is they want to use the color purple. So I figure he dyes people's hair, and you know, I don't have any hair. So I figure, well, what's the next best thing? You know, I made a comment to my wife last year saying, you know, oh, it'd be kind of cool if we could dye my beard purple. And she's like, no. And, and this year when I brought that up, I'm like, you know what if I make it my goal? And then that is how people, you know, pitch in to get my beard dyed. And she's like, okay, because it's for a good cause. I'm like, all right. So when I got approval from her, now I'm like, okay, now I gotta go email this person. And I was really nervous to email them. And the first thing I said, I'm like, first, I'm not looking for money, right? Because I just want to make sure. And I want to make sure that they know right off the bat, you know, that, like, because I wrote a wall of text, right? And just to explain everything. And thankfully, Celeste DeLon said yes, that he would save me a spot, and he would be honored to make my beard. Oh my goodness, I can't even. What's the? He said he's gonna make my beard even more stellar than it already is. So he doesn't have to do this. He's not getting any cash for it. It's like as an incentive for me to get to that point. So What I was planning on doing and what we're still going to do is, wait, hold on. I'm like all over the place. Okay. So before I move on, so Celeston, thank you very much. Cause obviously you don't have to do this. And I want to be clear that this is not a Blizzard thing. This is him as a person thing. No, cause I want to make sure that people understand that, that this is not like Blizzard is going to sponsor this or anything like that. It's nothing even close to being that. This is him as a person doing me a great, great favor, and being able to help us to, meet my goals. So basically he'll, if I can make it to the $1,000, I will, have a spot, set aside for me at the Celeste Salon. The Celeste Salon. Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, so it's, it should be pretty good. And actually in the,
which
in
you
the
will
live
do,
stream, oh, well,
which
yeah,
you will I'm, do I'm, when I'm, you get to BlizzCon.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It won't be happening right now. It'll be, I'll be there from October 30th to November 6th. So it'll be sometime. Mm-hmm. It will be when I fly there and when I'm right before going into BlizzCon.
Yeah.
And if people are watching the live stream, that is Celeste Talon in the fourth box with Lita Koala. So I figure I figured it would be good to have them in there, seeing as how I kind of view the support that I've gotten so far as being the Celeste Talon effect. Oh, hello, Bob. Yeah, so this is going to be interesting. He's going to jump up here. Oh, maybe not. Never mind. Okay, yeah. So
Starbuck has made a few passes already in here.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we were going to do is do a 24-hour stream from Friday, May the 12th to Saturday, May the 13th from 8 p.m. on Friday to 8 p.m. on Saturday. So we're going to end off with the WoW Challenges podcast on May the 13th. And this is different from last year because last year was 4 a.m. to 4 a.m. and that was really dumb because the midnight hours are the worst. So I'm taking those ones out first, and once I pass those, once it's daylight, I should be good. Although I do like to nap during the day. So so basically some of the things that we're going to do is there's going to be...
Can you nap on stream? Does that count?
Well, there you go.
I don't know. Cuddles fell asleep playing Hearthstone, and he got suspended from Twitch for 3 days or something like that.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yep.
Poor Cuddles.
Yep. Poor guy.
Oh,
but
wow.
I mean, it's funny because it wasn't like he got banned, but it was still, it was like, you were streaming stuff that's not a game and not gaming related. So bad. So basically we're going to do a D&D session. Thank you to Nisi's husband, Russ. He's going to run a session during the day on Saturday. I think it's going to be 3 or 4 hours, I think. Somewhere in and around there. What I'm also going to do is that because for the contest, Lisanne had opted to take the Blizzard gift cards, and I'm going to go off a little bit here. We said that we give a $25 card. Apparently they don't sell those. They only sell $20 cards. So I bought them too, because I don't want to say, well, they only give us $20. So the $5 you're SOL. No. So we gave them two. He said, if we can put the Warcraft Chronicle back to patrons. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to have it up, and basically for patrons that are supporting, could be up to $1. It doesn't matter. For every dollar that you do per month, or every, or people that donate to the fundraiser, I'm going to give like a ticket. So,
raffle it off. Kind
of. Yeah. And at the end, so basically the more money that you can donate or support us, the more tickets that you'll get. And and we'll do the draw on the May the 13th show.
Okay.
That
sounds good.
So
I like it.
We've had some great support and some support that really wowed me. And I just want to, I have them listed here. So I want to say thank you to Thule, Nikki, James, Kayla, Leah, Hawkeye, Exo Calamoon, 112, and Lila. Thank you all for your support. Because of all of you, we're at 72%. That's $720 already.
Nice. Wow.
I know. And I was like, awesome. And we're not even close to the 24-hour stream. I'm like, this is amazing. The problem now is that my wife started a fundraise, and if you were listening to the pre-show, she's hitting up all of my local friends, and now she's at 48% already.
Yeah, like, but just don't forget, she's hitting up the local area.
I know.
You're hitting up the internet world.
Yeah.
You're going global, man.
Yeah, we'll see.
You're global.
She pulled it out last year, and this year I want to defeat her. I want to win. For want of a better term, I want
Team
to
defeat Stone for the win.
I want to defeat her this year, because last year I was going to, and then she pulled out just a little bit at the end, and I'm like what? Yeah, so she beat
me. I reckon she had him in the back pocket, just waiting.
There we go.
Yeah. So, May 12th, 13th. Thank you to everybody so far. And so it takes the world to beat your wife. Dang it. Defeat my wife. I do not condone beating my wife, okay? Even though she's down in the basement.
Win.
I just want to win.
Beating equals win.
Win for the interwebs. Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for your support. It's been, And listen, I know some folks want to help and they may not be able to. That's okay. If you can't help, that's okay. I'm not going to think anything less of you. It's fine. So just if you want to help and you can help, great. Thank you very much. So
yeah. Awesome. And we've got the link, obviously, on the website.
Hold on. We've got the link. So I actually created a tiny URL.
You're addicted to tiny URLs.
Yes I am. Well, because the Twitch one will automatically create the URL. Sorry, not Twitch. Twitter will convert any website address to a 23 character address. So if it's shorter, it will still be 23 characters. If it's longer, it will still be 23 characters. Somebody's ding 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 ding.
Yeah, that's me, sorry.
Oh no, that's okay. I just wanted to say, hey, what's going on? So basically beep boop, I'm a Twitch bot. I noticed beat wife and basement in one sentence, executing the bam. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so basically if you want to help donate, you can go to tinyurl.com/ Stone ALS 2017.
Nice.
And
excellent.
Who's this? Thank you. I don't know who this is, but Devon Laska. I just got a new person. Thank you very, very much.
Hey.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Very much.
Yeah.
How do I go check Stone? Stone, you're a dummy. Sometimes.
Anyway, while you're doing that, you sort that out, and Rogue Slayer and I will start on the State of the Challenges. Okay,
righty. For irons, we have D-Driven Drew 82, Iron Hielders 90, RIP 73-91, Never Died PRT 96, Exploithon 97, Bazta 99, Never Died Shah 105, 8-105, Hassiloon 105, and D Drivenu 110.
Woo! Yep. Another one.
And this, what?
That's another one that he's got. It's like, wow.
Another one.
There's a whole write-up on this. So the history of this entry was, it happened on April 21st at 6:45 p.m. Pacific, 12th Iron Champion in Legion, 1st Warlock Iron Champion in Legion, 4th Iron Champion title plus one Bloodthirsty, and the 500 millionth Iron title. I dare you to beat that.
500. Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of them, and this is, and it's like, I don't know how many he has.
Never Died is amazing. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. He is an absolute machine. Congratulations. That is awesome. Well done. Well done, everyone. But yeah, that's cool. All right, let's go on to Bloods for this week. So we have got another Soul hit 35. Floopsie died at 36. Ooh. Charlie Man hit 36. Soul Shot 38. Soul Shield 42. Kills Only, I like that, is 44. Yeah, Conjured Soul 44. Genetics hit 55. Kill Stuff Frog hit 59. And Bench Grinder hit 68.
Yep.
Yay!
Bent is 5 iron.
Nice job, everyone.
And for pacifists, we have Compassiona 47.
Who?
Harry Up 49. Mabord 51. Nathani 53. Petul 4 54. Oregon Grinder 59. High Five 62. Huey Hamster 67. Schnuffle Tip 69. And Ferillion 74.
Wow. That's nice.
Nice job, pacifists, this week. Well done.
Yeah.
Everyone's going good. Okay. Stone.
Pro.
Do you want me to
We're
do
totally
this?
Pro. You're right? Nope. Yeah, I'm good. Okay, so for tins, okay, we have a... What? Are you going to do it?
I was making fun of you.
Oh, okay.
The usual.
Oh, man. Okay, I got it. Era Frostfire is a new tin at level 52. Died once. Stone Flip Table is also new. Wah wah. At level 60. Died once. Awayan. Awayan is level 75. Still has not died at all. Baz Tur is level 79. Has died once during the past week or so. Anabolic is level 80. Still hasn't died yet. Quinn is level 84. Iron Sylvia is level 94. Trickster is level 95. That's Stir, and also hasn't yet died. Azylan is level 101. Died twice over the past week or so. And Zaya Monk is level 104. Has lots of deaths, but I'm only reporting now on the death change. On the new, unlike how many more. And I think we reported last week. It was like, because he was doing lots of stuff. And
yes. Well, he's pushing his tune to see what he can do, isn't he?
Right. Well, he's trying to push his tune to see what he can do on his other iron, which is cool, which is fine.
Right.
So
that's right. And I think he was doing, I think we mentioned last week, but wasn't he doing specifically one of the weapon
artifact
things?
Weapons, yeah. Yeah. I think that counted for 3 or 4 of the deaths, but I know he was doing other stuff too.
Yeah.
Which is
Rogue Slayer, yours was Iron Palavix, right?
I have Iron Palavix and I have Iron Capper.
Is it Iron Capper is the highest?
Yeah.
And how many
deaths? Iron Capper is 95. 12 deaths.
12 deaths? Okay, so you're still...
Yeah, Iron Palavix is 64, 2 deaths.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. She's getting there.
So for the speed to 60, we don't have anybody in the top 10, but we actually got somebody new at number 11. And I just wanted to, you know, make him, chin up at that poor person. The character's name is Iron, right? Basically missed like the Irish. Top 10 by 4 hours. He's
a pirate.
Iron. Yeah. So basically, yeah, they missed the top 10 by 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can we have the slowest leveling contest? I think I've got a chance of winning.
It would never end. Yeah. So if you never, yeah. Right.
Yeah, but I might have a chance of at least being on that list.
Well, D.U. Drevens or Never Dies, his, let me just check really quickly, as it should show here, Challenge Victors, Never Died, D.U. Dreven W, that's a warlock, 1,246 days. So this is a character that's been used in multiple iron attempts. It's that's obviously not slash plate. So, this is a iron that's been around for a while. Just never made it to the max, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Cool.
Cause that's over,
1,000
that's like
days.
4 years, right?
So 4 years. Yeah. 3-4 years.
I kind of feel like that, that number is, I wonder if that number is being generated because there was no flag being, or the not flag. There's no the show character achievements to all.
Hmm.
It's not being checked. Maybe I don't know. I don't think so. Hmm. But I'm actually curious about to see why that happened because that seems kind of long. Hmm. His other iron is that 1,666 days, so that's even longer.
Hmm, okay.
But yeah. Anyways, so
I mean, some people, I suppose, don't kill them off regularly like some of us. So, you know, yay, go never die. But yeah, he needs to be free one night so we can have him on, so we can talk to him about this stuff. We would love to have you on Never Died. Where are you?
Yeah, I think what we need to do is that we need to set up a special one-on-one with them, like or two-on-one.
Yeah.
Will this be taking place in the dungeon?
Yeah. No.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, some people might like that stuff, and that's okay. As long as you got your safe word and it's consensual. Mm. That's fair.
Stir says that number of days is also roughly how many dailies he had to do. Yeah. Oh, well, that's amazing. Okay. All right. Well, how about we go on to chit chat? This is where people can ask us any questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or just warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, all those kind of things. So for the first one, Rogue Slayer, can you take that one, please?
I can. This is on Discord from Adilyn. Out of curiosity, how do Death Knights work in the Iron Man? Don't you start with a full complement of green quality gear? Well, Stone, I think you are the man to answer this question.
Yeah, so basically you do start with green gear, but you got to take it all off. Strip it right down, even your weapon.
Strip it down.
And you can't even use the blue weapon because you will flag yourself if you use the blue weapon. And that's even to kill that first character. Yeah, and Crystal is saying that there's a person showing up on my speed to 60 list that is not even level 60, so I don't know why. Not sure why that's happening, but those guys shouldn't be on there. But we'll find out.
Mm.
All right. I guess this stuff is fixed. It's okay. So you have to take all your equipment off, and then you have to grind for gold and buy vendor gear and hopefully get a weapon to drop. I mean, you can get a pitchfork to drop in the little mine, but honestly, that's like, it's good to have because you can then use some of your other things, but you're better off maybe trying to grind grind away on the Crusaders for a better weapon. For a better drop. It's better to grind away for a better drop.
For a better time, grind the guards. Okay.
Each to their own. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, I think you've answered that. Thank you. Thank you for that one. All right. How about I take the next one? This is from Orc Pork from Discord.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep. Is it allowed to tame pets as hunter on the Iron Man challenge? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Definitely is. We didn't allow taming for the contest. That was a specific, you had to stay with the gnome or goblin hunter pets, but a normal Iron Man challenge tune, yes.
Yeah.
I normally will change mine up. I think Rogue Slayer with a hunter, do you change yours up? I normally go for a bear or a turtle.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of times, I think it up from whatever I think
Azzy was saying to go for a turtle.
Yeah, I love the turtles.
I don't remember why.
Turtles, sometimes the turtle people get a little antsy around the turtle because they have that that crowd burst that will pull mobs in.
Like a thunder stomp or something.
Yeah, and the bear doesn't have that.
Yes.
But I like the turtles.
The bear should have it if it's in tank spec. It should have it. Mm. I think mine does.
I don't know. I usually have the turtles, so what do I know?
Yeah. I can't. So I like the bears and the turtles. I've used a pig. The pigs, the boars are good.
Oh.
I have used four. And I did have a crocolis. You know the rare one over in Loch Modan? When I got high enough, I went back and tamed that. Because I liked it was... It's just like it's running around with a crocodile. Like,
what's
that? I want a pet crocodile. That's
pretty
I have one in game. It's all good.
It is awesome. So yes.
So Azzy is saying that there's a 50% damage reduction spell when they get low on health. So that's probably why the turtle is better than the bear.
Well, Fivian says I like turtles. Switch. It to ferocity.
It's DPS,
Okay, cool. Yeah.
That's right. Cool. Next up, Discord again, we have Adeline again. Is there a reason people do Hyjal over Vashir? Is it just preference, or is the underwater area just an iron killer?
I think it was a preference. I think there was one quest that was bugged. I don't know if it's still bugged. I know that Lysanne went through there and it got bugged out on him. And that's when the GM went to help him out and stuff when it wasn't really help for him.
That
was a couple years ago. So hopefully it's still not there. But I think from the discussion was that it's just because of the 3D aspect, right? Like you're going every... which way and you and sometimes it's hard to judge distance.
Right? Can take especially a while to get your sense of perception in this job.
I actually took Iron Capper through Vashir the other time this time after she had done Hyjal. I got to a certain point and then I couldn't find the new quest to come up and I was just like I was high enough that I was like, I'm out of here. Okay.
I'm done.
See you later.
I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me I would normally do Hyjal only because I'm used to kill, mount, fly away, right?
The only thing I didn't like with Hyjal was you can't skip the Baron Geddes quest that you turn into a living bomb. I tried skipping that and I couldn't get any more quests until I did that.
Really?
So you just have to do it really carefully.
Okay. Is that the one where you have to go in and then...
Yeah, you go in, and then you go back up. He's going to explode, he's going to blow. And then you have to run back in and you get to hit him like 40 times or something.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No worries. Good questions. Okay. stuck.
Yeah, hold on. I'm just doing, pasting another chat room question here. Okay. So Lita actually asked on Discord in our podcast channel, does anybody have some last minute tips, tricks, questions, blah, blah, blah. And Alminia said, don't pee on electric fences.
Always a good motto to have.
And
good,
I'm like,
tip.
You know, I did my typical dot, 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 which means, you know, like, what, really? And then he replied back saying, what? It's a good tip. Okay. How about don't go AFK in Legion zones. You never know when an invasion will spawn and wipe you. LOL. Yeah.
Yep. That's a good one.
I think
AFK on an iron.
Yeah. Yes. On any challenge period. Turn.
It doesn't matter.
Any where. Challenge turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like lug out.
Right. Like,
even if you gotta lug out for 1 minute and then you're back. Just lug out.
Like see previously. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're AFK, you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Righty.
Fair, hang on. Fair in the chat room says,
she tried to skip it.
My trick is to pick a NPC bear druid and follow them in. What's that for?
That's for the Baron Ged
and oh,
so you kind of go in, and then as soon as they start to come back out, then you go out. Yeah.
Then go out. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you. That's good. Yeah. All right. Didn't even think about that one. Good one. All right. Some chat room stuff. So Last Rose of Winter says, pro tip, don't start thinking it's cheating to play a prot pally in the Iron Man. You'll just die immediately right after.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's like anything. You get cocky with it, it will come back and bite you in the buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
In the what? In the what?
In the buttocks.
The buttocks.
In the buttocks.
You know, like buttocks. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Crystal F2P, question to Stone. What do you think about a Twitter bot announcing Iron Man deaths, say all level 80 plus or top player on X Realm, similar to at HCIM deaths from RuneScape? What do you think, Stone?
I have no idea. Like a Twitter bot? I don't really like bots, to be honest. I don't know what that would mean. Like, are you using a bot to like scrape the site? I'd rather have a real person do that. Right, I would rather have it's a real person idea. Actually talk versus for instance, like I think it's neat information where WoW Token does a bot where they send out the price of the information. Token.
Yeah, right.
But there is a person there, but anytime that they send anything out, it's not a person, and I kind of feel like there's too many bots on Twitter already. I'd rather it be a person. Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Because then you're actually talking to somebody. Right.
Mm. And the other thing could be, deaths on some people are really hard. Yeah. And if you've got a bot announcing deaths when you're not
prepared, when you haven't recovered.
Yeah. It could be a bit rough. I'm just saying that to me, it's like, well, yeah, I normally will report my deaths. It might take me a few minutes to gather myself before I tweet that I've died. But
take your face out of your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like, well, the death should be on that person to do. I just think it's a personal thing. I think it's a cool idea, but I would not like someone reporting the death of my turn when I'm still grieving the loss of it before I have to delete it and make another one. So, yeah. But an interesting concept, though. Alrighty.
Okay, so basically there's a... So he has another question. Is there any info about the guard day concerning irons? Yeah, we don't know. We actually covered it a little bit earlier in the show. We're not sure. I just, maybe keep away from littles and stuff like that until you know for sure what's going to happen with the quests.
Log on to your main. Watch
yep.
it. Yeah.
Go check on it your out main first. And then, you know, so.
Let's see how it goes.
So the person that just sponsored us, so we're now at 74%. And our newest sponsor was LB, who is in my guild on with Phalanx of Nod.
Oh, cool.
Talaran, thank you very much, LB. I'll tweet when I'm done the show because I like to tweet it out and stuff. So thank you very much. Cool. So we didn't get a stir pun, but Azzy's like, I got this.
Hitting him out of the park.
Okay. So as he goes, here you go, stir. Two peanuts walked in to a bar, and one was assaulted. One was assaulted.
Yeah. Nice. Good one, Azzy. Good one, Azzy. Alrighty.
Yeah. So this is the part where thank everybody that supports us on Patreon. Thank you very much. Last week, I didn't include this person because they were not at the level, but then at the level to read the names. But then I'm like, oh, wait a second. No, this is their first week and they were new. And Nisi actually said, hey, aren't you going to read this person? And I'm like, no, because they weren't in the level. And I'm like, well, wait a second. No, because I do read anybody that's new. It's just every week I'll read the people that are in that level. So, Unamathil, which is Marty. Thank you. He's our new patron. Was actually with us last week. He joined Fair. As being a new patron of ours. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
So for our patrons, for our the $5 level is for this week is Azylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Cell, Fair, Gotrick, Anonymous, Lissan. I'm not giving the look for Lissan, I'm giving the look for Anonymous. Mike H, Pandora, and I know that Anonymous right now is giving me the look of death when they listen to the show. So basically,
sure.
I also created a new patron video that I sent out just for patrons, just about what we were going to do for our walk and the book and all that. So we are going to do a it's like a patron hangout kind of thing where I want to, you know, just hang out with some of you guys, because, you know, I want to if you're supporting me, I want to know you more than you just being a name. Okay, like, because I feel like I want to.
You feel.
Well, it's true.
All the feels.
I would I would like to know you more than just being a name. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Some people are not comfortable with that. Completely cool. But if you want to, I'm going to have two sessions. One, it's actually next week. Is it next week? Yeah, we're going to have one before the show and one after the show. If you're not sure and you are a patron, go look at the Patreon page. Or find me. It should be in Discord and the Patreon channel. It should be pinned. But I'll send something out again earlier or later. Mm-hmm. Bow chicka wow. Yeah. Yeah. Five Iron and I would get along so well. He thinks the same things that I do. Okay. Oh, I'm being told to go. Okay, wrap up. So patrons, thank you very much for your support. It does help. Wrap up. Our next show is Saturday, April the 29th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Daylight Time, whatever, which is Sunday, April the 30th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern daylight time, because everybody on the east coast of Australia is now at the same time, which is 1 a.m. Central European time. And I'm gonna butcher this. Amashepa will be joining us on the show. We were able to chat a little bit a couple weeks ago. And it should be interesting to hear his adventures in the Iron Challenges. He says that he's been playing in a bunch of them. So, and Rogue Slayer, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Coming on again. I'm sorry that you have to, have to work with me. No, but it is what it is, right? It's not standard time, Azzy. It's no, we're not on standard time. Standard time is in the winter, right? Yeah,
it is. Sure. We're going into winter.
No,
some of us are going.
Well, some, okay. Well, the real
yeah. Same. Anyway, it's all good. We will fight about time zones another time. All right. So yay! Thank you, Rogue Slayer. If you want to let everyone know where they can find you and get in contact with you, would be awesome.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at RogueSlayer1. And Tumblr is rogueslayer1.tumblr.com. And you can also hear my brief little segments every week on the Control-Alt-WoW podcast.
Yay! Awesome! All right. And we will have that information up on the website, on WoW Challenges website. So don't forget to go check it out, wowchallenges.com. You can also email, contact us via email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Twitter account is @wowchallenges. And our Discord server is tinyurl.com/wowchallengesdiscord. I said it, Stone. Anyway, if not, jump on the website. There is a link there. Just saying. We're on Facebook. Don't forget, check out Facebook, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And all the videos that Stone does, well, the, you know, the PG versions anyway, is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is number one. And don't forget, come catch us live every week. We are on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
Okay. So the times for the live stream will be the at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is good for the Central European time zone. And then I'm doing another one at 11 p.m. Eastern time, which is good for the Australian Eastern time zone. Just because we have a core group in each of those, and one stream won't do it. So I'm going to do two, and that's on the 29th. So 3 p.m. Eastern and 11 p.m. Eastern, and they're both going to run, I think, about 2 hours long. Yeah, I have it set for 2 hours. So you can find me on Twitter at Stonegrasp, STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stones, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we co-host later on Thursdays. I have not been drinking. I don't have any beer in the house. It's done.
Oh, my.
It's done.
Awesome.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. And where you can find me is I'm on Twitter at LetaWow. That's LeetaWow. And check out Behind the Avatar. There's the other show I do, as well as Adventures in Azeroth with Stone. We both might not be sick this coming week.
Yeah.
That would be good. Wow. Yeah. We both were not very well this past week. So
I was not dead.
Yeah, we had a lay week, which was probably done both of our bodies well. So yay, it's been good. All righty. Well, we will. Thank you, chat room. Thanks everyone for joining us. We appreciate it. Just like to give Markkonen a big shout out because we love what he did with our intro. It is awesome. Check out Markkonen. He is on Twitter at MarkkonenWow, and he is also a co-host of Torrin Think Tank with the lovely Jules, and we do love them both and their show very much. So thank you to them. With that, I think we are done. So thank you, chat room. Be good, challenges. Thank you. Have a good week. Bye. Thanks, Roxanne.
Thank you.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.